This is Reverend Joseph Caesar, and welcome to the Good News Program. I am truly blessed and honored to be called by God to be His servant to spread the good news of salvation to you all. You have done the right thing. Don't change the channel. You are not here by chance, but by divine guidance. My fellow radio friends, I thank you for allowing me to come into your home again. This is Reverend Caesar, and I address you today in the name of Jesus Christ. May you be this topic would be a blessing to you today. I pray that your hearts would be moved and gather new insights. Today I want to talk to you about love. And love, I will be taking my topic from the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16. And as it reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Well, there are some things that we have to address before we get into the meat of this topic. First, we must find out, we must ask ourselves or find out, what is love? Ask any teenager or senior citizen what is love, and their answers reflect a similar influence. Love involves feelings romanticized by music, literature, and media. And you know what? We all yearn to recreate that intimacy based on what seems so ideal. Our deepest longings shape what defines love: fervor, flawless, and fulfillment, joy, passion, perfection, things of that nature. When we express love, we develop a strong emotional attachment, anticipating our love to be returned. Like you asked the question, what do I receive out of the relationship? What's my level of commitment? Our feelings focus upon discovering that one individual who satisfies all our heart's desires. Sadly, what nourished and warmed our love for one season often withers and grows cold. And the course of true love never did run smooth. Does love have a cost? What is love? Does it have a cost of giving? So what is love if it's not costly? Real love demands sacrifice that can't be found in self-centeredness. You can give without loving, but you can never love without giving. Sacrificial love requires that we give what we value most, our hearts, minds, souls, and strength. Real love does not always follow our natural inclinations. It is not an impulse from feelings. You know, love can only be understood from the actions of if prompts, or if it is prompt. When we bear with the failings and weaknesses of others, divine love reveals itself. And you can read that in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2. At all cost, this love compels us to give so that we alleviate the sufferings of others instead of seeking to fulfill our emotional and physical needs. We humbly give of ourselves. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 to 9. So again, we ask a question. The question, what is love? In a response to that, what is love? It is erroneous to say God is love. God created love, not the reverse. He deliberately chose to express his love to us, revealing the very nature of God himself. What is love? God is sacrificial. God initiated an eternal love relationship with us before we love him. And you can read that in 1 John chapter 4, verse 10. God is merciful, very merciful. He extended the wealth of his kindness even when we were undeserving of his love. God is faithful. Even in the most extreme circumstances, God's love for us remains secure. In Romans 8:35. 38 to 39. God did not need to create the universe. He made that choice as an expression of his ultimate love for us. Then God created us a certain way to experience all that perfect love was meant to be. May your roots go down deep into the soil of God's marvelous love. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love really is. That is the question. That is a statement in Ephesians chapter 3, 17 to 18. So what do you think? We all have sinned and deserve God's judgment. God the Father sent his only Son to satisfy that judgment for those who believe in him. Jesus, the Creator and eternal Son of God, who lived a sinless life, loves us so much that he died for our sins, taking the punishment that we deserve, was buried and rose from the dead, according to the Bible. And so if you truly believe and trust this in your heart, receiving Jesus alone as your Savior, declaring Jesus is Lord, you will be saved from judgment and spend eternity with God in heaven. God sent his only begotten Son to die for our sins. He didn't have to come. God didn't have to do that. And Psalms chapter 8 and verse 4 says, "What is man that thou art so mindful of him?" What is man that you can give up your only begotten Son to die for the world? So let me ask you a different question again. Now, what is true love? Poets and authors have tried to define love for centuries, whereas scientists have only recently started. Many of us know intuitively that love is a major purpose for living. That connection is inherent in all that we do. And without love, we cannot survive as a species. And again, but what is love? And how do we know when we are in it? First, let's start off with that. Well, it isn't. Love is not manipulation. It is not manipulative. If you love me, then you would. Isn't love? If you love, you don't force someone to do something that they don't want to, let them do it on their own accord. And then, you know, it becomes manipulation. You compromise yourself. If someone asks you to do something or say something that isn't in your nature, that isn't true love. Although love does not involve, it does involve compromise between partners, someone who is in love with you will never ask you to change who you are in order to be loved. Grow, evolve, and adapt. Yes, yes. Change to align with the truth that feels wrong? Never. Love does not have violent passion. True love is caring. The ancient Greeks had many different names for different forms of love. Passion, virtuous, affection for the family, desire, and general affection. So, you see, love does not coerce you. It love supposed to be so attached, becomes attached like a mother and child. Mother and child, a children bond. Attachment comes after the initial attraction. Attachment is the long-term love that appears anywhere from 1 to 3 years into a romantic relationship. Those are love. Committed love, when it comes to affairs of the heart, commitment is more than just monogamy. It's the knowledge that your partner cares for you and has your back, no matter what the circumstances. No matter what the circumstances. Let me ask you this question. Let me ask you this question. Again, what is love and what isn't? Jesus told his disciples, "If you love me, You will keep my saying, all my commandments. Once you know what it is, you can recognize it and pursue it. Love, however much we may want to, we cannot command, demand, or take away love. Any more than we can command the moon and the stars and the wind and the rain to come and go according to our whims. We may have some limited ability to change the weather, but we do so at the risk of upsetting an ecological balance we don't fully understand. And so similarly, we can stage a seduction or mount a courtship, but the result is more likely to be infatuation or two illusions dancing together than love. Love is bigger than you are. It's bigger than me. God's love goes beyond all other love, which is called the agape love. Love that has no boundary. It has no measure, no fathom. God's love goes way beyond that. With our human love, yeah, we understand that, but no one would be able to understand God's agape love. It's different. He is the only one who has the heart to give up his only child, only begotten son, for the sake of mankind. And the Bible asks the same question, who is man that thou art so mindful of him? Who is he that you're going to give up your only child? The songwriter says, God, it must have broke your heart to send your son away. And knowing all the time the final price he'd have to pay, he left his home in glory and became a common man. And because he did, I am, and you are, what we are. And he is the child of the King who made everything. So what is man? That is the unanswered question still. What is man? You can invite love, but you cannot dictate how, when, and where love express itself. You can choose to surrender to love or not. But in the end, love strikes like lightning, unpredictable and irrefutable. Look, you can even find yourself loving people you don't like at all. Love does not come with conditions, stipulations, addendas, or codes. Like the sun, love radiates independently of our fears and desires. Ladies and gentlemen, it free. It cannot bought, sold, or traded. Anything that is free has no price. It cannot be bought, sold, or traded. So you cannot make someone love you, nor can you prevent it for any amount of money. Love cannot be imprisoned, nor can it be legislated. It is not a substance, nor a commodity, nor even a marketable power source. It has no territory, no borders, no quantifiable mass or energy output. No, it has not that. Love cannot be turned as a reward. It cannot be turned off as a punishment. No, this does not mean that love allows destructive and abusive behaviors to go unchecked. Love speaks out for justice and protests when harm is being done. Love points out the consequences of hurting others or others. Love allows room for anger, grief, or pain to be expressed and released. But love does not threaten to withhold itself if it doesn't get what it wants. When men sin, when men fall from grace, God has to redeem man back unto himself. And so, only how he could have done that is giving up his son to die on the cross, to bring us back unto God. So what is love? Is love intoxicating, perplexing, maddening? So let's ask, does it really exist at all? How do you know if it's real, if it's a real thing? The definition of love has challenged and perplexed thinkers and lovers since the beginning of time. Smart definitions, answers, and quotations. Listen to me. According to great minds, like Oliver Wendell Holmes, he says, love is the master key that opens the gates of happiness. Yeah. Love is the only sane and satisfactory answer to the problem of human existence. Eric Fromm. Talmud says, where love is, no room is too small. None. Love doesn't make the world go wrong. Love is what makes the ride worthwhile. In the final analysis, love is the only reflection of man's worth. We are all a little weird, and life's a little weird. And when we find someone whose weirdness is compatible with ours, we join up with them and fall in mutual weirdness and call it love. Maybe love is luck. You have to go all the way to find it. But there is a special kind of love. Again, go back to God's love, what is called the agape love. To be in love is merely to be in a state of perceptual anesthesia. Love is everything it's cracked up
to be. So the big question is, do you think that you would have been able to give up your only son to go out into the world and sacrifice his life for somebody else? I could answer that for you. No, because you're human and you wouldn't want to do that. But it takes divine. It takes the divinity of God to do that. Give up his son. When Jesus cried out, he said, my Lord, why hast thou forsaken me? He felt all was gone, that God has turned his back on him. He missed heaven. He missed home. He missed his glory. Gave up everything he had. When the father asked, who, he said, you sent me. And he died on Calvary. I tell you, what a love he has. Say love, what love he has for me. Now, we still cannot answer the question. Wretched as we are, how unmerciful we are to others. It takes mercy, it takes God to really bring us back unto him. I can't believe that. Yes, it takes divinity to do that. Now, when we look at the agape love, it says that agape is selfless, sacrificial, unconditional love. The highest of the four types of love in the Bible. This Greek word agape and variations of it are frequently found throughout the New Testament. Agape in a perfectly describes the kind of love Jesus Christ has for his Father and for his followers. So agape is the term that defines God's immeasurable, incomparable love for humankind. It is his ongoing, outgoing, self-sacrifices concern for lost and fallen people. God gives this love without condition, unreservedly to those who are undeserving and inferior to himself. And as Nguyen says, agape love is unmotivated in the sense that it is not contingent on any value or worth in the object of love. It is spontaneous and heedless, for it does not determine beforehand whether love will be effective or appropriate in any particular case. Not at all. And there is a simple way to summarize agape. It is God's divine love. Simple. Another meaning of agape in the Bible was love feast, which means a common meal in the earthly church, expressing Christian brotherhood and fellowship. These are hidden reefs at your love feast, as they feast with you without fear. Shepherds feeding themselves waterless clouds, swept along by winds, fruitless trees in the late autumn, twice dead, uprooted. You find that in Jude. Agape love. What powerful love. It only take God's love. It only take God to do that. Only take God to do that. In Tom and in John 17:23, it says, I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and love me even as you love me. My brothers and sisters, I want you to really make some consideration here and find out and study, you know, this real true love of God. Study exactly. Would you have really given up your child? I ask you this question. This is very special. I'm going to challenge you now. If you have not yet given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, I would love for you to do so by just saying, Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. I know I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sins and come into my heart. Take full control of my life and make me a new person. I ask you this in Jesus' name and thank you. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. May God richly bless you and have a wonderful week. May God continue to bless BBS Radio and the management staff. In Jesus' name. Amen. Until two more weeks. Bye-bye.
If this ministry has been a blessing and helped you through the Word of God, please donate. There's a donate button at the top of the show page. Any amount would be welcomed. Thank you in advance. This money will help keep the program Good News airing on BBS Radio. Remember, Corinthians 5:7 says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." And Romans 10:9 says, "If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved."